This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
There are many New Yorks in literature. There's Paul Auster's City of Strange Urban Nothingness and Stranger Metaphysical Plots. There is the Prohibition-era metropolis of Dashiell Hammett's Nick Charles, the hard-boiled burgs of Mickey Spillane and Ed McBain, the post-9/11 skyscapes of Ken Kalfas and Art Spiegelman. There are many New Yorks in literature, and I'm sure I'll get to them all in due time on this show. But today, I want to talk to you about Will Eisner.
Picture this, if you will. You're looking across a distance of water at two men standing on a bridge far up in the darkness above you. One of them lights a cigarette, then the cigarette gets thrown over the bridge and the light comes toward you. One of the men hands the other a piece of paper. The first one looks at it, tears it into shreds, and throws it over the bridge, then pitches the first man over the bridge. As the body falls, the camera comes past you, and the pieces of paper spell out the words, "The Spirit."
Good afternoon. This is Bookmark. I'm Umar Pagan, I'm P.K. Pagan, and you're listening to Invisible Cities, the show in which I take you on a journey to all of those places, both real and imagined, to all of those places you can only find within the pages of a good book.
I've always written genuinely. For me, it was writing short stories. The spirit was somewhat different than what I had done before, or different in my mind from the average comic book hero. I wasn't really so much interested in creating a hero of enormous proportions like Superman or Batman or any other superheroes. I was more interested in telling short stories or telling stories or exposing an outlook. My main interest is the human condition. It always has been. And I fancy myself in a position to be able to write with my medium. Now, sequential art is a valid medium. I called it sequential art for want of a better name. I've always been annoyed from the very first day of my involvement in comics at the use of the word comics. Comics is a misnomer. Comics should not be comical. They should not be necessarily funny, as in the case of funny papers. This is a valid medium of expression, equal in respectability, if you will, to words without pictures or to film.
Now, Will Eisner is a New York institution. He is, of course, and this is probably how you would have likely heard his name, he is most famous for his long-running Sunday comic strip, The Spirit, which ran for 12 years, starting in 1940. Now, his work on The Spirit was an absolute inspiration. An entire generation of comic book artists and writers would grow up wanting to be him. But his graphic novels were something else. Their depictions of New York City, of the place, of the people, are like nothing I had ever seen. There's this piece he did simply called New York, in which he considers the physical attributes of the Big Apple. Through a series of shorts, Eisner shows us what life is like for all of those commonplace objects in and around the city. The lowly sewer grate on Avenue C that bears witness to a failed marriage proposal, to an escaping mugger, to an illicit affair. The lowly sewer grate below which lies an engagement ring, a bloodied knife, and a key to a friend's apartment that would have been the venue for a secret rendezvous. He writes about brownstone stoops. I knew something was weird.
Ready?
I am.
It's on?
Always.
Always? Bleachers in a stadium are the tenement stoops. A drawbridge, a common, a stagelet too. Safe seats in the arena of the city from which to watch the parade of life.
He writes about subways.
As the big city claws the sky for more living space, so it burrows into the earth for commutation, catacombing itself with capillaries through which shuttle the trains. Marshaled at night in naked yards on its outskirts, they rest until dawn. Then an unseen intelligence disperses them into the tidal flow of city life, humorless iron reptiles clacking stupidly on a webbing of graceful steel rails. On a webbing of graceful steel rails, they snake through the maze of buildings until finally, finding a tunnel mouth, the plunge into the bowels of the city.
And the street music, the sounds of the city as integral as its architecture, an endless symphony of love songs and arias of operas and beats. He writes about noise, about garbage, about fire hydrants. He writes about the dialect and rhythms of ordinary speech.
You know, I talk like this, I talk like that.
Dirty, dirty, dirty.
Hey, what's going on?
Not for nothing.
Talk and chocolate.
I'll give you a boot in the ass.
There has always been an element of Eisner's work that isn't just authentically New York, but of an authentic immigrant Jewish experience of New York. A very significant percentage of the first generation of comic book writers and artists were Jewish kids in New York, but it was Eisner, really, that was the one who put the most energy into chronicling that childhood and that world. He captured those street scenes beautifully through lovely color pieces, end papers, scenes of the city. He captured the emotional environment in many of his graphic novels of what it was like living in those closed immigrant communities.
I watch very carefully whenever I'm walking in the city or anywhere what people do and how they do it, because it's how they do it. How they stand, their postures, their gestures that communicate their inner feelings. Now, I think of a panel as a stage with the proscenium arch and everything, and I arrange my figures in a panel in the same manner as a director would arrange actors on a given stage with entrances and movements. As far as lighting is concerned, wherever possible, I prefer to use theater lighting. I learned during the Depression, when I did some stage sets, that an enormous amount of scenery, an enormous amount of storytelling, visual storytelling, an enormous amount of environment can be suggested by clever lighting and by an arrangement of shapes and forms.
Now, New York is a city of immigrants, but it is also a city of assimilation. It is a city of tribal cultures, both in how these immigrants came to New York, but also in how they would become American. And Eisner captures a lot of that in his graphic novel work, because New York is really just full of these tribes and full of these tribes within tribes. You know, the media world works in one little circle. The banks work in one little circle. The fine arts world works in another circle. It is such a complex city, possibly the most complex city. And each of these groups touch each other, but they also have their own unique cultures and unique styles.
I refer to music as really the best example of what I do. Each page has a rhythm to it. I deal in timing. I'm concerned with the amount of time it takes for a character to move from panel to panel. My main concern is not display. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in a series of moving images captured at their moment of prime motion to tell a story. I want to convey tears, I want to convey anger, I want to convey the subtleties that people who write with words only are able to convey more easily.
Eisner has always treated New York City like a lover. Its flaws are on display, its cantankerous nature is well known, but the abiding tenderness that comes from lifelong intimacy is evident on every page. In Eisner's New York, people on trains fantasize about one another while never making eye contact. Two pairs of feet come together and move apart in a wordless narrative. There are all these little moments of witnessed connection of humanity amid the ceaseless grind of the city.
Catacombing itself with capillaries. Is it not capillaries?
No, it's capillaries.
God damn it!
You've been listening to Invisible Cities, bookmark on the bigger picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.